Today's scripture reading is out of Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 45. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. A leper came to him, begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every corner. The word of God for the people of God.
Hey kids, come on out. Oh my goodness. Come on. You got a sweatshirt on. It got cold out there, didn't it? What in the world happened? It was 70 degrees last Monday. 78. Oh, well. A drum. Doesn't sound good that way. I love drums. Go ahead. Yeah. You can have fun with drums, can't you? But today we're talking about, we are on a three-part series on stewardship. And a lot of people think that stewardship is just about money, but it's not, it's about our whole lives. And today we're talking about time. And one way you can spend your time is playing a drum. Now, you could just play with it, but what would be another way that you could work with a drum? I could teach you how to drum. That'd be a way to spend my time, don't you think? That'd be a little more productive than just playing, don't you think? I shouldn't just play all day, do you think? I might stick with him. Playing's okay, huh? Not all the time. What have I got? Do you know what this is? This is an atlas, and it shows you where all the roads are. And sometimes I even follow the road. I have the feeling a lot of people are following an atlas today because they aren't here. I think they're out on road trips. And do you ever just get in the car with someone so you can go out and look at all the colors? I just love doing that. In fact, today I'm going up to Traverse City, so I'm going to go up north and there's going to be even more color. I'll tell you, I'm just going to be so happy. But another thing that we can do driving is there's people out here that drive people to doctor's appointments if they don't have a ride, or they may take food to people's houses. There's different ways that we can use this too. And that's a great way to use your time. What is this? Do you ever use one of these? Do you ever use one? Put it in your ears, huh? Go ahead. Can you hear my heart? Do I have one? I have a heart. Yeah. And, you know, you can use this when you're playing. Or, obviously, doctors and nurses use them. Some people go to hospital or grocery stores and stuff, you know, and they'll take people's blood pressures for them. Sometimes they'll work at different places. So rather than do it just when they're working, they can also go out and help people and use their time wisely. What else have I got? Oh, look at this. Some of you women may not know what this is anymore. This is called a pot, and you cook with this. Husbands are going, honey, are you listening? And the women are going, are you listening? And there are many people in this church who make meals for people when they're sick. So, you know, sometimes we seem to do so much stuff just for ourselves, and that's not what this is about. It's about how can we use our time to help others? What else have I got in there? What is this? What in the world is this? It is, isn't it? Yes. And if anybody ever wants to use this and come over to my house, do you? Yeah? Yeah. And you can go help your neighbors. Did you know that? Ask permission first and find out how they want it done. But yeah, you'd be great at this, wouldn't you? No. Oh my goodness. I brought this once before. Do you remember what it is? It's my ski boat. I love to go skiing. But sometimes I take someone with me and help them to learn how to ski. Have you ever skied? No? You want to try? We could try this winter. Can I take them skiing? I promised to bring them back. Can I still take them? Oh. It can be scary, but it can be a lot of fun. Yeah. Anything that you do, you can find ways to help others with it also. And it's a great way of using our time. We got a lot of time. You guys got more time than I do. I got about 50 years left. What do you think? You got about 200 years left. What do you think? Yeah. Who knows by the time you get older, huh? Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks for the time you have given us. Wake us up, Lord. How can we use our time better to praise you and to help one another? God be with us in the name of the Christ. Amen. 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 I love it when you guys come up. Thank you. Believe it or not, some of this stuff I've even used. Maybe not the pot, but you know. Oh! What'd you say? You want to come over and do my hedges? Is that what you say? Oh. Yeah, right, right. Ah. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the dew and refresh us. Come as a fire and burn within us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. As I said, I am on the first of three regarding stewardship. And this month we'll be looking at time, talent, and I usually say tithing, but you know. So we'll talk about giving one Sunday. But also I am asking two people from the church every week to come up and give their testimony also. You know, I do this stuff kind of because I have to. That's what people think. Actually, I do it because I love to. But I want you to hear from some others, too. The first one I asked is Lee Van Horn. So Lee is going to come up and talk about time. Yes, now. Cha-cha, time. Move the mic how you need it.
Not that tall.
You're tall.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lee.
Glad to have everybody here this morning. I've got a lot of time on my hands now, especially being retired. That wasn't always the case. But back in 1960, in February, my family got up to go to church on Sunday. And my dad went out to start the car, and it wouldn't start. So we came in, and we had to take the other car. And we went to church, came back. My brother got with my father, and he pushed him in the other car and got the Cadillac started. And I was watching out the front window because I wanted to help him, but they said, nah, you can't do this. Because I was only 11. So my dad came in, and he pulled the car up in the garage, or in the drive, pulled the brake on, got out, slammed the door. Well, when he did, the car started rolling down the driveway. And there was a driveway right across from ours. So he tried to get in the car to stop the car so it wouldn't go across the street and hit the house. When he did, he slipped on the ice and fell under the car. The car drug him into the ditch. And, of course, I was standing at the window watching all this. Of course, I said to my mom, Dad's hurt. And she came running. We all went outside. My brother was going around the block, and he saw that something was happening, so he, beat it down there. The car was partially on my dad's chest, or the wheel was. My brother and I lifted up the side of the car. Don't know how, but we did. And my sister-in-law pulled him out. That was the last time I saw my dad alive. He passed away a week later. And for someone 11 years old, that was quite the tragedy. So I was not doing real well. I cried myself to sleep for a long time. But I went to a church revival when I was 13 in Grable, Indiana. And that day, I received Jesus Christ into my heart as my Savior. And he's been with me and my family ever since. He's been with us for the good times and the bad times. And now that I'm retired, I certainly have a lot more time on my hands. And I've tried to spend that time helping other people, volunteering to do things that I can. And when we joined the church here, we were very interested in Over the Wall because they did a lot of things for other people and around the community. So we started doing things like going to shoes, feeding the homeless downtown, working over at the school, trunk or treat, so various things. So I've also was asked if I wanted to join the trustees. Well, I'm going, I don't know. That's a pretty big opportunity. So I don't know if I want to do that, but of course I said yes. And I did that. And I've enjoyed every bit of it. I've also joined the Over the Wall group. So I'm on that committee. Pastor Aaron, before she left, asked me if I would like to be the chairman of the church council. That was something that I really had to pray on and talk about because I wasn't sure I wanted to take on that responsibility. But I did. I said yes. And I'm certainly glad I did. It's not an easy job, but that's okay. There's a lot of good people around that helps, and especially on the council, they help out a lot. So you need to take a look at your time and see what you might be able to do for the church or for someone else, because it is a good thing to volunteer. It feels good. I appreciate it. I love doing it, and I hope that occasionally you people will be able to do the same. Thank you.
The other person I've asked today, she's going to be more down there, is Christine Bunk. So, Christine, if you would come up, please. where you need it.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Christine Bonk. Not only am I a family member here with you at St. Paul's, but I'm also the secretary over the across the street here at Hamilton. What's really wonderful about being the secretary there and being a member here is I really get to work together, because our volunteers come over there, and it's the volunteers that came to Hamilton that actually got me interested in joining St. Paul's as a member. I like to coordinate different efforts with the baskets of supplies from our teachers. If you haven't seen any of the pictures, they are on Facebook. Our teachers were just astounded at the beautiful supply baskets that were made by members here. They did a supply cake that was on top of the baskets. We also have a couple of cards in the back there from our staff members at Hamilton, thanking all of you for all of your help. I also work here at St. Paul's as your financial secretary. What that entails is I take care of recording the giving that you all do and myself each week. I also take care of collecting your pledge cards. And I also like to help out where I can. One of the first things I did here at St. Paul's is I signed up to do coffee. I really didn't know what else there was to even do at St. Paul's when I started here, but I signed up about every other week to do coffee. I think people started thinking I was a permanent fixture back there by the coffee. But what was great about it was the fact that I got to start knowing all of you. I know now who you are without your name badges, unless you're somebody brand new here, but I'm hoping that if you are brand new, that you write up a card with your name on it so that everybody gets to know who you are. Doing things like serving coffee gives you the opportunity to meet everybody and to give back. As Lee stated before, there are so many things that you can do at St. Paul's. I never knew a church offered the opportunities to get involved in our community like St. Paul's does. I've also helped out in the image doing shoes and going downtown to, well, we make lunches and distribute them to the homeless. Unfortunately, some years I'm unable to do that because, as many of you know, I seem to get a replacement part every year. But so you know, I should be complete now. I have two new knees, two new hips. I'm way to go. I'm on my road to recovery. I also want to thank all of you for being there as a family member and getting involved. I have never seen a church with so many people that get involved. I can't name somebody here that doesn't at least join in one activity or many more, as I see it here. Even though we don't have very many children here, we raise money for mission trips, whether it be for children and now for adults. I think that's a fabulous thing. We do so many great things with our collections of Hurting World monies. Every month we're donating to a different charity. Our members in this church are wonderful givers. And even though we may not have all of the money that we'd like to give, we certainly try to give what we can monetarily. But we also have the ability to give what we can of our talents. I don't always feel like I have the time I'd like to give because I'm working full-time and then coming to church. but I give as much of my time as I possibly can. We just had Love and Logic going on here. We've got a couple more weeks of it. I was able to volunteer to help out in babysitting. You know, I love the little ones. I wouldn't be over at Hamilton for the past 12 years with little 3- and 4-year-olds if I didn't. And you know, you don't have to get down on the floor with them, because after having 2 knees and 2 hips, I can't get down on the floor with them. There's other ways of entertaining. For as much as I try to give to St. Paul's gives so much more to me. I truly look forward to coming here every Sunday, not just hearing the word, but feeling the Holy Spirit from all of you. And I hope that you feel like we're a family here, because I do, and I feel so strongly a part of it. So give what you can of your time, what you're able to do talent-wise, what you can do monetarily. And right now, I'd like to ask all of you to get those pledge cards into me. We need to get those in as soon as possible, because we're working on next year's budget. Please feel free to hand it to me. You can put it in a sealed envelope in the giving trays. You can drop them in the safe. You can put them in my slot under financial secretary in the workroom. And if you have any questions on your current giving statements or your pledges, please talk to me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you in private. Thank you for all you do for me, and God bless all of you. Thank you.
Our time is a very limited commodity. Some of you have seen the movie or the play Rent. 525,600 minutes. It's all we have. It's all we have. And we really have to think about how we're going to use it. I had a lot of fun trying to figure out, okay, who am I going to have speak to this? The number one person that came to my mind, though, was Lee. I got to tell you. He had his surgery, was that in August? August? Anyway. And he's laying there on the bed, getting ready to go to surgery. He says, I need you to contact Ronnie, because I forgot to sign up so that they can do a background check on me, because I want to do the shoes. Lee, that's next week. You're having surgery. I know. You can't get down on the floor. I don't need to. I can do something. That really talked to me about his time. And Christine, it doesn't matter. You look around and Christine's here doing something. And I think the fact she brought it up, the fact that you do so much, is a main reason that she came to this church, just on what we do. Not our talent, thank God. Oh no, that's, but it's what we do. Look at our scripture today. It's an amazing scripture. It's just a few verses. The first thing that happens is Peter's mother-in-law is sick. Jesus, come heal this woman. And the fever left her and she began to serve them. I don't know about you, but when I've been sick, I love to kind of pamper myself and just lay around for a few days. I'm sorry, I've been sick. Oh, no. The fever left her and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to Jesus all who were sick and possessed with demons. The whole city gathered around the door. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went to a deserted place to pray. They hunted for him and found him. Everyone's searching for you. Yeah, I know. Well, come on, he says, let's go to the next town, because I got a message to proclaim. So here he is, he's proclaiming that message. A leopard a leper comes to him kneeling and begging, and he takes time out to heal him. And, you know, and he continues spreading the word. Here he is. He is healing. He is praying. He is traveling. He is listening. And the list is going on, and it's not even 24 hours yet. How many of you are exhausted listening to that? He used his time, and he used it wisely. I always have to tell a story. There was a little boy, and supper was over, and he got this plate ready, and it had the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the pork chops and the and it was this wonderful plate, and he goes walking into the other room. He's like, "Where are you going?" "Well, I got this feast to give to the dog." "No, you put that back. There's leftovers. You want to give him something, you go to the fridge and you give him the leftovers." So the little boy gets this plate ready and he takes it to the dog. "I wanted to give you a feast, but I can only give you the leftovers." What we give, we're giving to God. And I want you to look at your lives this week. It's stewardship month. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your talents? What are you doing with your giving? Are you serving God a feast? Or is it the leftovers? God bless you. Amen.